morning, good day, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Hashtag Coach to Coach, Hashtag We Talk on Mondays. This is your host, Francisco. And today, we have a fellow coach from France, Christy Bayerly. Welcome.
Thank you, Francisco. We haven't talked a whole lot yet, so I'm really interested in seeing where this storytelling will lead us today.
Well, let's see. Let's see how it goes. The storytelling. Let's hear the story of Christy. And my first question would be, as always, who is Christy?
That's such an interesting question. Right now, Christy is a 52-year-old. Something about my age seems important these days. I think ever since I turned 50 and walked the Camino on my 50th birthday, There's something about being in midlife and finding home inside of myself in deeper ways than before. It seems to define who I am, even though, of course, it's just I won't be 50s forever, and I haven't been 50s for long. So who I am keeps on growing and changing, I would say.
Well, growing and changing. So what I like what you said about Camino Santiago. And there was a word you said, finding. Were you able to find it, or you're still on the move on finding it?
That's such a good question. Yeah, when I was walking the Camino, I've met this guy named Simeon. And I won't tell you too much of his story, but we would occasionally cross from time to time. And I was finding that my big question on the Camino that I was asking myself is, where is home? And I think in my story, I had often felt othered, like I was the only woman in the room often, or the only American amongst Kenyans when we lived in Kenya, or the only American now that we're living in France, and just kind of being this sort of other, set aside, wondering where am I settling and where's home? And as I was walking along, this young guy, Simeon, asked me, we were walking through a town in Portugal, and he said, what about this village? Could this village be home? And all of a sudden, it just kind of sunk in, like, oh, home is here. Home is inside. Home is this really expansive place. It's not something that I need to be walking so many hundreds of kilometers or what you're trying to find somewhere. So, I would say I'm discovering home more and more. Right in here.
And you said a while ago, it's like, what could be the storytelling of today? I heard about the age, the finding, and home. Well, it's like, you know, there's something being built in that kind of story. But now it's so Christy, this is the, you know, like a coaching story. Where is Christy as a coach at this moment?
At this moment, I would say my coaching story is about integration. It's about wholeness. So you're calling me Christy, and I also have a secret name that I sometimes call myself, which is Emma, because it's a name that means feminine wholeness. And there's something that's going on inside of me and my story that's about becoming whole. And it has something to do with sadness, I would say. I think even if you were to have asked me a year ago to tell my story, I think I would have been sitting quite differently. I probably would have been, I would have showed up like this and like this. And I would have had this bright smile and a lot of attentiveness and me looking you in the eye and a lot of energy. And I feel like in my story right now, I'm kind of done with that. And I feel like it's coming home to myself even more. And so I'm able to now show up telling my story, not smiling or smiling if I feel like it, but not feeling like it's something
that has
to be there.
Yeah.
And much more settled. And I feel like I belong with me. And it's feeling very peaceful in here.
Well, when you say peaceful, right? And I think this is the part of, and it comes to my mind now. It's like, where are we, you know, in the society that we're living? Looks like we're constantly chasing something.
Yes.
And when you say peace, it's like, and then because of now, I ask, well, who is Christia, this woman now? No? It looks like now there's something certain, as you said, growing and changing.
Yeah, it's such an interesting juxtaposition between this growing and changing and also being settled. It's like it's a really interesting both and. I feel like when I started my coach journey, it was all about getting better, getting all the things, happier, more productive, more.
Yeah.
More, better, making more money, having more fun, you know, all that successful fulfillment, meaning even. And I feel like the further I go as a coach and building community, there's also this really deep sense of belonging and acceptance of the now. And I think that's what we do. I run a coach training school called Awaken Coach Institute.
Yes. Okay.
And it almost feels like opposite coaching. Like it's if you think that coaching is about getting better, being better than you were before, getting happier, all those kinds of things. It almost feels like what we do in our community is such a deep level of acceptance of ourselves and one another that it's this, I don't know that it's not like I've arrived or I've graduated or I'm done, but I don't feel like it's about development. It's more about being really, really okay. Which paradoxically is development. I mean, you grow and change at warp speed when you're just okay.
Yeah, but you know what? And that's part of I'm still, in a way, learning the journey of coaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I'm enjoying of this learning of mine, of being a coach, is like, yes, you said, to be better, to see what can we do in a different way and so on. And you said in the beginning, right, when your friend Simon asked you, how about this village, right? You feel, it's not to be better. It's more, it's like, who are we and what do we have inside? And that's the thing, the part of the coaching.
Yes.
We have to go deep, deep in the individual.
Yes.
And that's exactly. I believe that's what you're trying to go now. Where are you at this moment? Where you're finding your experience? Where are you at this moment as a coach? Is the growing and changing, but the deep, deep side of the individual.
And I'm really loving these questions that you're asking because it's very unplanned. It's not that I came expecting to say something in particular here, But these questions about the now and the who are really insightful kinds of questions that are a lot, they just evoke so much more than why, when, how kinds of questions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I think. I hope that, you know, little by little, and hearing from you as well as my learning is like, who is the person I'm coaching or coaching? As well as where is that person in the inner side? And how I'm able to work with that person so that to go surfacing little by little, what has to be. I don't know what is, but that's something we both have to discover in this sense. And that's right now.
Absolutely. And it is so practical. I mean, it might sound like we're just having this really philosophical, spiritual kind of conversation, which is true. And you know that this inner depth kind of change is happening when the behaviors reflect it. I mean, a few years ago, I couldn't have even imagined myself launching a coach training school. I thought of myself as someone who could teach someone else's materials. You know, I studied with Brené Brown for a couple of years, and I can facilitate her Daring Greatly stuff. I've taught for other coach training schools. And there's something about coming home inside that makes it possible to say, you know what, there's something deeper that other people haven't been teaching me, but that I've been learning and that I want to create in my community.
Yeah.
And so it's a very powerful place to be as well, where you can actually go out there and do some pretty big things, but with a totally different energy. It doesn't feel like, you know, I've been part of groups in the past. I'm trying not to roll my eyes though, like that have the words driven women and things like that in the title, all about, you know, getting to the next level as if we're all in some kind of a hierarchy with ladders and that you're constantly climbing comparing yourself to people and this kind of way of living. And yeah. I think what a lot of people want, especially in midlife anyway, and probably a lot of people younger, especially if they've gone through a few things, they want to be connected with themselves and with others. And they want to be able to be a huge gift and a blessing in the world, but not with that overhyped, exhausting kind of energy.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying a while ago. It looks like we are constantly chasing something, right?
Yes, but this is what
exactly. And what you said, I think, you're growing and changing, but this is how I could rephrase it, the way I understand it. It's like we grow by our own pace, and we can change as we will. We can change as well the way we would like to, but we are our own pace, our own understanding. So, but growing and changing, it looks like it's part of the human behavior. We have to grow and we have to change if it's needed. That's a fact, right?
It just happens. I mean, a tree, it would be a little odd if a tree stayed an acorn all the time. But an acorn isn't pushing and striving with all of its energy to become an oak. It's just going to become an oak because that's what acorns do. And if they're in sunshine and water, then they become who they're becoming. And I think the same is really true for us as people, that growing and changing is what happens because we're alive. But it's not because we're having to run on some kind of treadmill to get there.
And that's what we have to say about the now. You know, whatever you go out in treadmill, just enjoy it, but where's your now? Well, so, Christy, that's to change the trend of our philosophical talk, as you say. I like the title of your coaching institute, Awaken.
Uh-huh.
What does that awaken mean?
Oh, yeah. You know, I started coaching back in 2009, and I didn't really have a name. It was just, you know, Christy. I'm Christy Byerly. It's about most of my coaching had to do with forgiveness of parents, forgiveness of religious leaders, forgiveness of the self, and a lot of acceptance. And a funny thing started happening is almost everyone that I talked to, they kept using this word awake. They would get to a point in their coaching journey and they would say, I feel like I just woke up, or something is awake. I feel alive. I feel like myself. And around that same time, I read a book. I think it was called The Grace Awakening.
Okay. Yeah.
And I started kind of delving into my values, and my two top values are community and grace. And so that feeling that being othered that I talked about earlier, really feeling like, no, you belong here in a community, no matter if you're having a sad or you're angry or whatever's going on, you're part of this thing. You're connected to others and you're okay. You're deeply, deeply accepted. There's grace for you. And so this title, The Grace Awakening, really connected with my values.
Yes.
And there was something about the word awaken that made me, it just reminds me of that really deep feeling of connection that we have naturally as members of the human race, and how awake it feels when we're connected inside and to others.
I love that. But what you say, awakening is also as a level of individual. Me, myself, yeah. Talking about age, I'm almost 62 years from now. And I'm still discovering and reflecting a lot of things that I was not doing before. Huh? I'm not a go. No, right? It's like I was saying a while ago, it's like we're the treadmill that we never stop, right? But I started to know more about how to reflect and how to think about my thoughts. I'm not saying it's changing me, but at least I'm having this time for myself to think more of things. That's part of that thing. And if I might invite you for this question, it's like you said that you have a coaching institute or a school of coaches or the coaching institute. How do you bring that? What's your program as the essence? What is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we really tend to attract people who are really wanting to be in alignment with themselves. And so maybe they've just gone through something that's been like, oh, they moved to a different continent in the world, or they had a cancer diagnosis, or they've discovered themselves as an autistic person or neurodivergent person. And they're having this sort of like, whoa, who am I? What does this all mean? How do I fit in the world? They might feel a little disconnected. And we start out the course, we take as long as it takes on the first day to create brave space. Mm-hmm. And we don't call it safe space, we call it brave space. Okay. Because so many of us feel this shame or fear about our stories, and we're nervous about being vulnerable with each other and wondering, do I fit in here? Is this, you know, am I going to get rejected if I don't believe the things I used to believe with the people I used to live with? And so we take a good amount of time just creating, even before we start the course, this brave space where you're allowed to show up with all parts of yourself, even the parts, whether you like them or don't like them at the moment, whether you want to be feeling sad or angry, whether you enjoy uncertainty or not, it's there. And so we bring it. And so what I love about our community is that we have such a variety. I mean, you can have a Pulitzer Prize winner and a hairdresser and a vice president of a pharmaceutical company from three different countries, and they all show up and we're connecting at the level of common humanity, which I think is what the best of coach training does. And then we just go from there, and people, by the time we get to the end of our 16-week intensive together, they're like, what did you do? What did you do to me? Who did I, what just happened? Because they think they're coming to learn the coaching profession and how to listen well and how to ask good questions and how to do this. And then, of course, what happens is that we find ourselves and we find our connection with these other really beautiful human beings. And we find out that I do belong to me, and I do belong with others. Yeah. And we are connected here. And so the program just kind of unfolds. We go deeper and deeper through different levels of listening. And so starting out with just sort of the structure of how a coaching session works. How do you begin a session? How do you end a session? What happens in the middle? And, how do you ask good questions? You know, all the kind of technical skill things that are part of, you know, profession and the code of ethics and all of that good stuff. And then as we go, we're getting deeper and deeper into what do I believe about myself? What kind of world am I co-creating with you here? And how do my values show up there? And then how does that translate into the way that I behave and how I do what I do? So we're really inviting listening at we call it the six levels of listening model. And it gets very deep into, you know, parts integration and, you know, are you listening with the body, with the ears, with the eyes, with the heart, all those things. And we get to know each other pretty well. The way we run it is actually through a cohort. So everyone starts together and finishes together, although there's no end really, because we're all part of the community as long as we would like to keep participating. But it's not the kind of course where you don't know the other people. You pop in and there might be 20 new faces, but it's going to be, you really get to know each other, you know. By the end of the course, there's a depth of connection
I've been hearing in the very fantastic way. I'm trying to write as much what you're trying to, you know, the words, you know, but belonging, connection, finding. And I liked it in a quote, like the word deeply, deeply accepted.
Yes.
Now that's what I got. It's like, you know, that's the story I'm hearing. It's like Christy is like, there's a community in which people has to be, again, be connected in a way, not only by part of a community, but with themselves in a deep level. And to accept in a very deep way, who are they and what they can be. And the part of the belonging, as part of being that, mostly that's belonging of who are they, and then who are they in the community as is, and the space you give. That's what I'm getting.
You nailed it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. We use a lot of the principles of Martin Luther King Jr.'s beloved community. So we use beloved and community and belonging and deep warmth, love, all those kinds of words are kind of a natural part of the way we speak and the way we are with each other.
Yeah. In a way, you were sharing in the beginning of the cohort, the class, I think it's quite difficult that whoever going to be joining this group, you know, or this part of the discoveries, it's not easy.
No.
To open up. Even though you give that space, it's like, and you said after 16 weeks, the question of there, what have you done? You know, and that's, I think, the summary of the here. You know, you start with whatever it is, and during those sessions and those part of the time you spent all together, there's some kind of the growing and the changing passion. Beautiful.
Yeah, and it's different kinds of questions that we ask, because when we first get to know each other, we're using a lot of metaphors. And so we're looking at images together, and we're deciding, how are you positioned in this image? Which direction are you moving? And so those are the kinds of conversations that we have to start. And those conversations happen long before you know if this person is a medical doctor or a stay-at-home mom, or, you know, what their profession is. Any of those things that we might have been told mean something about your hierarchy or anything else. And so it's very lovingly designed to create a human experience together.
I love that, to create the human experience. So how about the story? Did you get any story today, Christy?
Well, you know, I had a story that came to me just now. As we were talking, I was thinking about when I was a very, very small person, there was a lot of anger and sadness hanging over my childhood. And not too long before I was born, my grandfather had lost his life. He had taken his own life. And that was something that my parents were not able to speak about. And so it was such a heavy weight, and it was not owned. There was no, I'm sad about this or I'm angry about this, but there was sadness and anger in my little body. And yet I was raised to be exceptionally bright, cheerful, a good role model for others, and all of that. So very bifurcated existence with this really deep sadness, and yet this masking. And so part of my story has been, you know, going back to that that disease that my grandfather had that caused him to take his life. He struggled with bipolar disorder before it was really able to be well treated. Yes, and it's in my family line throughout the generations. And so part of my story has been discovering my own autistic nature. And so, you know, I mentioned earlier that I used to show up very cheerful and energetic. And so my journey, my story is reclaiming sadness and anger and reclaiming wholeness within myself and saying, like, some of that sadness belonged to my mom, belonged to her dad, belonged to whoever else, you know, for previous generations. But what's mine? And so my story right now is integrating my autism and taking off masks, taking off the being exceptional, being a role model. And it's been really interesting, because I think in some ways I'm able to be a role model, if you want to call it that, in a very grounded, natural way. That it's not like I'm trying to prove anything or impress anybody, but there's something about being a person, being a real person, being a person who says, this is my sad.
And
it's disarming.
Yeah, correct. And again, this is the thing that I do have this podcast, right? Each of us, we have our own story. And that's your story.
Yes.
And no one can change yes. that. Right. And you shared it this way, and this is going to your story. And I hope that the audience or the listeners who are going to be using listening it, they will hear the story of Christy from where she was when she said started today at 50, 52. She went back in the past and where she is now and where she's heading in the future. Being a person. That's it. As you
that
are.
Is it. You know, if I get to be 94 years old and get to really have a sparkle in my eye that's really truthful and grounded and loving because I've actually owned all the parts of me, I think that's going to just be a huge legacy for any generations to come. And I think it's that way for a lot of us at Awaken. That's our story together. Is yes. We get to be human. We get to be people.
Being a person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Christy, thank you. So good, good story. Our episode, your episode has a story behind, I'm telling you. Thank you very much, Christy.
Thank you, Francisco. What an honor to be with you. And thank you for letting me ramble philosophically and tell a 30-second story in there somewhere, too.
Yeah, but I said, I got this couple of things. As I said, growing and changing. That I got a quote there. And deeply, deeply accepted. That's the last part of your story. You have to accept. Either they accept me or I accept myself. But we have to accept. That's it.
I love that you brought those two together. Because I, in my deepest heart, growing and changing only comes from the rich soil of acceptance.
Thank you. Christy, much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Dear listeners, good morning, good day, good evening. This was another episode of Hashtag From Coach to Coach, Hashtag Taco Mondays. This is your host, Francisco. Until then, stay safe. Thank you.